The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is to visit Russia at the invitation of President Putin. Both countries have confirmed this lunchtime. It follows media reports in South Korea that an armoured train Mr. Kim uses for foreign visits appears to have departed Pyongyang. It's understood the meeting is to take place tomorrow, but what will they be discussing? Well, let's talk now to Professor Hazel Smith from the Centre for Korean Studies at the University of London. A very good afternoon to you, Professor Smith, and welcome to the News at One. So the timing of this meeting, and let's start with what the North Korean leader is looking for. What will Kim Jong-un be seeking in these talks with Putin?
Well, as probably all your listeners know, North Korea is very heavily sanctioned. Most of its exports, nearly 100% of its exports, are sanctioned, are banned. And a lot of imports, including things like oil, it's not an oil producer, are very heavily restricted. So it will be looking to increase its imports. It will try to do a deal with Mr. Putin. All it's got to offer really is its stockpiles of old munitions, which haven't been used because, as we all know, there hasn't been a war on the Korean Peninsula since 1953, but they have been producing arms. So nobody knows what condition or what state these munitions are in, apart from the, and we're talking about conventional munitions here, like shells, etc. So he's got something to offer. The Russian Minister of Defense, Mr. Shoigu, was in Pyongyang not very long ago, presumably doing the preliminary part of a deal. And also Mr. Kim will be wanting to obtain imports that he can't get, which are sanctioned, such as oil, but also grain. There's 26 million people in North Korea, and there's confirmed starvation over the last two or three years because the last lot of UN sanctions didn't exclude the food production sector from sanctions. And as a result of that, we've seen huge falls in local food production. And we've had very, very, although North Korean border has been closed since 2020, we've got confirmed reports of starvation.
Right.
So there's a deal to be done.
Yeah, but the likelihood at this stage, the fact that they're meeting presumably means the deal is more or less done, just needs to be signed off on now.
Well, normally that's what happens, but I think, again, some of your listeners may remember that a deal was... what happens at these summits is that the officials do the deal beforehand and then the leaders go and they sign up to it. But we, a couple of years ago, when President Trump met Mr. Kim at the second summit, there was a deal, supposedly, between the two sides, but it was not agreed at the summit, and everybody went away without anything. It completely failed. So it doesn't mean to say that it will automatically end up with a signed and sealed deal, and if there is, it will probably be secret, so we won't know what the details are. But I think it's very likely that both sides think that they can get something out of this. Neither side are democracies, and there will be no... feeling on either side that they have to publicize this deal. Russia's in the middle of the war, we all know that. North Korea may have munitions to offer it, and North Korea certainly wants some things from President Putin. So it looks like that there is a basis for a deal.
Professor Hazel Smith from the University of London, thank you very much for that.